comments from David and from Milton that we should probably talk about and have the final copy, and then Barbara and I will talk about how to get this thing out. So I guess going from David, since you're on, you want to start with your comments?
Sure, I think that they're pretty self-explanatory, but my first is on 7. I know when on the last call we were speaking about the use of the word justification in the context of question 9, but I think the same concerns that we had regarding its use in question 9 apply probably in question 7.
Yeah.
And was wondering if we could use the same format that we adopted in for question 9 and question 7. I think we're just going to scare people away from this, given the negative connotation of the word justification as we learned last week when everyone was looking at their dictionary and thesaurus.
Yeah, well, I thought we had decided to keep it for 7 and then for 9 to change that around.
I thought we had agreed not to use justification actually for 7. I might be remembering incorrectly, but I thought, what was the other option for justification in 7?
I think we...
Explanation.
What's that?
Explanation, right?
Yeah. All right, and I'm fine with that. Milton was pretty strong on, let's see, was that the one he was strong on?
He was on 9, I thought.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let me stay here. And at some point, we just need to make decisions. So, he said question 9, okay, question 8. All right, and I'm fine with taking it with saying for 7, please provide a brief explanation. I'm fine with that. Wendy, any thoughts on that rather than justification?
This is Barbara. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that we're all referring to the same document. This is the one that was sent out on Thursday the 15th?
No, this is the one, the revised one that Jeff just sent out.
On the 22nd.
Okay, just want to make, that's why I was asking, because I was getting a little lost there. Revised final questionnaire.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
So number 7, I'll change the justification explanation.
Or you can say, you can do the same thing, and then we probably won't have any problem if Milton does. If Milton, someone joined, was that Milton?
No, it's John Wolf from PSA.
Oh, hey, John.
Maybe you could say, please provide a... but whatever. I'm fine with explanation.
Yeah.
I just hope that this doesn't throw a wrench into this. But anyway, maybe Milton will join. Okay, my... Should I move on?
Sure.
Okay, my... I provided... perhaps an alternative to question 8 to try and address Milton's concerns. And
okay.
Say, and just ask generally what other sources they would use, and have an option be none of the above.
Okay, so number 8, you would say, same beginning part, we currently use port 43 to access who is information, and such access were not available in the future. What other source would you use for such data?
Yes. And so we'd have to change the answer there, too, I guess.
Would you...
I guess that... jeez.
You know, if you allow somebody a none-of-the-above answer, you don't get an answer if they pick it. You get nothing.
Yeah.
You don't get any thought process from them. Are we... On question 8, are we just expecting them to circle? Is that just a multiple choice with no...
Yeah. Well, it was, but then...
Right now it's not. Right now it's a narrative.
Right. So right now, the way we just changed it, number 8 would be a narrative, and then we can create a new question 9 saying, if you were to use this alternate source, what do you believe the effect? Right? So we can eliminate choices A and C. And then take...
Is there another version of these questions that... I'm looking at a set that was sent to me Jeff, you sent this out on the 22nd.
Yes, that's the one.
All right, so it's multiple choice here. Did you just change it just now?
Right, we were just talking about if we were to change it to what David was saying, we'd have number 8 would say, if you currently use port 43 to access WHO's information and such access were not available in the future, what other source, and I'll make that plural, like with the sources, would you use for such data? So it's a narrative now.
Oh, it's a narrative. Okay.
Okay, and then we can create a new number 9, which says, if you were to use such alternate, sources or source, what do you believe will be the effect on you or your organization? So it's another narrative. So that would get rid of the old C, and now you would have two narrative questions rather than one.
To go back for a second, David, to your point, 8 was a multiple choice with a narrative. It was never just circle one of these. It was, if you circle one of these, tell us what it means. So
right.
We were always asking for narratives there.
Right. But now we make it more explicit without giving choices. What we say is, and I kind of like this, is 8. If you currently use port 43 access, to access WHO's information, and such access were not available in the future, what other source or sources would you use for such data? And then 9, if you were to use such alternate sources, what do you believe will be the effect on you and your organization, or your organization? What do y'all think of that?
I'm fine with that.
And then that would, I think, address Milton's concern.
Yeah, and it doesn't say, they might respond none, but we're not... there's no prejudgment here through that in that way.
Right. Okay. I'm just saving this as the next version here on my computer.
Okay, you also need to change, you may have already changed this, to respond to the questionnaire by no later than and put in the February 16th date.
16th, yes.
We're not making very much progress here, are we?
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. We also have to give them a reply to address where we want them to send it.
This doesn't give us, I'm just thinking of timing, this doesn't give us very much time to prepare a preliminary report for Rome, does it?
We're not preparing a preliminary report for Rome, we're preparing an interim report for Rome.
Well, whatever the semantics are.
They're important, actually.
Yeah, it's still going to be difficult to...
Yes, it's going to be very compressed that week in getting in... doing something with the data and preparing a report. And we may not get much analysis done, I would say, but we will certainly, I think, be able to tabulate the data.
Right. And we can at least incorporate it into a PowerPoint presentation, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the general idea.
Hopefully people will start responding a little bit earlier, but we'll see.
Okay. A question that came up on...
I want to finish all the substantive questions.
Sure.
I just want to get to Milton's other ones.
No, get to Milton's other ones.
Actually, yeah. I had a concern with Milton's proposal of question 9.
Okay, so Milton proposed, just to go back and make sure he wanted to eliminate option C because I guess his feeling is that because it's a survey, people will automatically, and they're worried about losing it, they may be biased to answer, losing access. They may be biased, and they may answer C. And David,
we asked them to explain it. So if they choose C, they're going to tell us why they don't think they have any other way to get the needed data, which will also help us. Because maybe there's a lack of information out there to some of the WHO's data users.
So I should put in parentheses there, please explain.
No, we have it. Look, please explain your answer.
I think Milton's point is we could eliminate C without eliminating the answer no other way. If we just eliminate C as something that they could circle and leave other there, then they could always answer that there is no other way for them to get the data.
Right.
But some people might think that they shouldn't be saying, I don't know. I think we should keep C. So But we want to understand the perceptions of, even if it's not reality, the perceptions of the respondents.
Right, but they may not give an explanation, period. They may just say, look, I circled it, that's enough of an explanation.
Right.
I mean, you just have to think in terms of how people actually fill these things out.
Yeah, most people don't, unless they're specifically asked to explain.
Yeah, I think if we push people to give an answer or to write in no other way, if that's really what they think, we're more likely to get people thinking about what it is they need and why.
Yeah, I'm kind of, if we put, I kind of like just leaving the other, and, you know, the cost, the convenience, and then other. And then if they choose, they'll write it in. There's no other way to get the data.
Yeah, that is an answer they will provide. If it's not there as a choice for them to circle. Whereas I think if it's there for them to circle, they may not tell us something else about it that is more interesting. Like, you know, we can't afford bulk access, or, you know, or we didn't even know bulk access existed before reading this survey.
Right. So, David, can you live with that?
Well, that seems to be the consensus of the group, right? Everyone else thinks so.
The consensus of the group is on the call.
All right. I mean, I think it's a good option. I think it's something that would be good to get in here, but I'm not going to hold up this paper for it. I mean, it's been too long in the draft anyway.
Okay.
And then I have one last proposal, which, you know, I'm not wedded to this, but in paragraph 2 of the intro, the last sentence, it currently reads, the GNSS's role is to help promote the development of internet policy.
Right.
I'm just concerned that it's not about internet policy. Internet policy is very broad.
So what did you want to change that to?
So the development, I said, well, what I put down, the GNSS's role is to help to promote the development of recommendations related to the management of GTLDs and encourage and go on and on and on.
What if we said promote the development of domain name related policy?
Yeah, all I did for that really is just copy it from the GNSO website.
Well, if you're not happy with recommendations, well, they should change that because that's very, that's not good. And I'll tell you from my experience in the World Summit, people don't understand that ICANN has a very limited mandate. They think that ICANN does things related to internet more generally.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe if you guys don't like development of recommendations, development of policies related to the management of GTLDs.
Well,
Barbara?
As a registry, and I'll put my registry hat on, I don't like management of GTLDs.
And actually, I think it's a little broader than that. The GNSO does deal with other, may in the future deal with other domain name situations. I think saying...
But it's both broad and narrow, because I would say that ICANN's got no role in managing my registry, right?
Right.
I mean, and I don't think they would...
Yeah. That's another PDP, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what language would you propose? I do think we need to get rid of internet policy.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with that. The GNSS's role is to help to promote the development of domain name-related policy.
But it's GTLD. I mean, we need to be careful.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
It's not country code.
Sure.
I'm fine with GTLD domain name-related policy.
Okay. That's fine.
That works for me.
Okay.
Okay, good. And then, so we've got all right, Milton's kind of addressed.
Okay, and then I have a couple of substantive things that were not related to Milton's issues. So.
Good, okay.
Okay, do we want to ask these people to identify themselves in some way as respondents, as part of, like, do we want to say, can you please tell us what part of industry you are in? and give them some options? Or do we want to just leave it more generically, you know, what, where, you know, how do you want to categorize these responses is, I guess, what I'm asking.
Well, since we're sending it to people we've identified, shouldn't we be able to do that without asking them to do it?
Well, it would be nice to actually get, you know, them to describe in a paragraph a little bit about themselves. We never really ask them to do that. We could have, you know, opinions on what we think they do. They might word it a whole lot differently.
I guess what I'm saying is there's different ways, when we get this data back, there's going to be different ways to categorize it by industry, by function, by, you know, like, are they a provider? Are they a user? Are they?
I think that's a good suggestion.
And so I'm wondering, you know, what information you want to capture in the questionnaire itself that allows you to do some parsing on those categories, if any. I mean, it came up in another group, which is why I'm raising it here.
And how are they doing? Did they decide how they're doing that, or?
No. Yes and no. I mean, they decided that they were going to include something, but I didn't ever see any text on it. So.
Well, should we add like a question number 11? Please tell us a little bit about you and your organization.
Or do you want to just offer them options? I mean, if you offer them options, like, you know, then you don't have to, it's easier to categorize it, that's all. So I'm like saying, okay, we split the list of companies into different categories, right? We said we want somebody from, you know, financial, we want somebody from legal, we want somebody from, you know, the telco industry. We could just say, are you one of these? And list them all, and they circle which one they are.
Yeah, I guess the problem is that I'm not sure we can think of all the categories now. It's much easier to think of categories after you get them.
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's just postponing the work till a later time, but that's okay.
Well, but it's also getting them to provide a little bit of information about the organization itself, in case we need that for.
Yeah, you might want to give them a little guidance, like, you know, do you consider your company a service provider or a consumer of services or something like that, just so that you're getting responses that actually shape the you know, divisions that you want to be able to make later.
Yeah, and is it going only to commercial entities? Isn't it going to non-commercial entities as well?
Yeah, it's going to both.
Yeah, so we just need to be inclusive.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's devise that question before we get up. Let's devise it now so we can
say. Okay, so you want to say something like, you know,
this question 11, or?
This is going to be question 10, isn't it? Oh, because we added that other question in question 8. So, yeah, this is question 11.
Dan, I would like to have 10 questions.
You'd like to have 10 questions?
It just looks neater. That's my compulsive sense.
Well, 11 doesn't need to be, like, a numbered question. It could be, you know, just sort of a, please take a moment to tell us a little bit about your company so we can assess your data appropriately or something like that.
Well, we don't want to say assess.
I know, that's kind of a lame way to put it.
So we can correlate the results. I don't know how you say it.
Well, I was copying that down. So we have, please take a moment to tell us a little bit about your
organization.
Or your organization, yeah. Your organization, so that we can, how about to assist us in
evaluating your replies.
Yeah. Evaluating your responses.
Yeah, that's good.
Am I being anal? Are we actually evaluating? Don't we want to do it? I mean, I guess we will be evaluating. I'm fine. Never mind.
Okay. No. We need those types of comments. So don't hesitate to make any comments.
Yeah, I mean, if you think that's off-putting or if you think it misrepresents us, I'd rather know that now.
Yeah, I mean, they might just think, they're going to evaluate whether my WHOIS data needs are appropriate or not.
Right. Right.
That's my concern.
Well, actually, we are.
Can you speak to help us?
All right, so we can...
Organizing...
Help us organize the results.
Yeah, that's fine. Organize the results appropriately or something
yeah.
like that.
Just to help us understand the results.
Oh, sure. Understand the results.
Understand and organize, because won't it help us organize?
That's the whole idea, is to help us organize the results.
Okay, so now please take a moment to tell us a little bit about... I'm sorry. Please take a moment to tell us a little about your organization to assist us in understanding and organizing the results.
Yep. Fine with that.
That sounds fine.
Sounds good.
All right, and that is placed after question 10, but before, in order to ensure that your responses are considered by the task force, please respond to this questionnaire by no later than February 16th, 2004. And then, Barbara, you and I will have to insert...
Yeah, Glenn and I were just figuring out what the... actually, Glenn, we already have those addresses, don't we?
The addresses are alive and running, yes.
Okay, so which one is this? Is Task Force 1? So.
So Task Force 1, the address is, shall I send it quickly to the Task Force?
That would be great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, and so the phrase should read, please send your reply to, and then put the email address. Now, I would also say that we should have that statement in order to ensure that your responses are considered and please send your reply to. We should have that at the beginning as well. Like, it should be in two places.
Okay.
So in addition, for each question except the last one, like after that paragraph, we should have the time that they need to reply by and the place to send it, and then at the very end of the questionnaire, have it again.
So where would you have it again, at the beginning?
Right before the questions start. Right after the explanation.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, so in order to ensure that your responses are considered by the task force, please respond to the questionnaire by no later than February 16th, 2004. Please.
Please send your reply to... Now, the other thing I'm going to request is that when we send these off, that we send them as regular simple text within the body of the email. So all they have to do is hit reply. I mean, not reply, but all they have to do is send back the email with their answers.
Okay.
It makes it much easier for Glenn and I to deal with the data as it comes in.
Right.
And more likely that people will actually read it with all of the viruses that are going around with attachments lately.
Exactly. You don't want to be sending attachments these days. You might say I have to update my virus definition.
Okay. And then, Barbara, you and I will talk about exactly how we're going to send this.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that after.
Just the address has gone to you.
What, the address has gone to me?
Yeah, we'll talk about, I guess it'll be sent by me, but we'll figure that out. I mean, if I can, I'll talk to our tech guy and see if I can actually send it out from the email that we want them to reply to.
Okay, so Glenn, it's this TF1-survey at GNSO.ca.
Okay.
All right, I'm just adding this to the document, so that's why it's a little bit quiet.
It's okay.
All right. So Barbara, you'll help. You'll have someone there help you put it in plain text, and
yeah, I can do that bit. I just wanted to let everybody know that was a requirement.
Okay. All right. So is everyone at least on this call okay with the survey now as it stands? David?
Yeah.
Wendy?
Sure.
John? John, you still there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I had the mute button on. Yeah, that's fine by me.
Okay, and I'm fine with it. We need to hear from Milton We haven't heard from Milton and Paul from the registrar.
Maybe we could send it to them directly with a request to reply today.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that, and then I think hopefully we'll send it out very shortly. Barbara and I will have a call later on today to talk about exactly how we're going to send it out and get to these contacts. Any other questions? I think since I haven't seen, has anybody been working on those business needs and justification, or not business needs, the needs and justifications chart? Hearing absolute silence. Why don't we take care of this business, get this out, and then next week we'll start discussions on the...
Yeah, we have a couple weeks where we won't have to be doing this.
Right. So why don't I, unless anybody, has anybody got any other issues? All right, so my plan now is I'm going to send to Milton and to Paul this final copy and say this, and this is it. Please, you know, let us know by the end of the day, otherwise it's going out. All right?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you all next week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.